Welcome to the Voice of Business, the official podcast of the Chamber of Commerce Hawaii, brought to you by Ultras. I'm your guest host today, Eliza Talbot. I'm the Vice President of Business Advocacy and Community Relations at the Chamber of Commerce Hawaii. October is National Women's Small Business Month, and to celebrate, the Chamber is spotlighting some of our women-owned business members. Our guest today is Carrie Kapoi. She is the owner of Carrie Kapoi LLC. She is a seasoned professional with an extensive background in developing community-centric programs that enhance health, awareness, and quality of life. Her leadership roles have ranged from serving as the transportation lead for the Asia-Pacific Economic Cooperation to Chief Communications Officer for the Maui Region and Neighbor Island Regional Director for HMSA. In these capacities, she has excelled in guiding organizations through periods of transition and change, orchestrating large-scale logistics solutions, and forging impactful in-community partnerships. Her diverse expertise and commitment to community improvement make her an invaluable asset in initiatives aimed at achieving lasting social impact. So, Carrie, your experience is really impressive.
Thank you. Thanks. And thanks for having me.
Of course. Thanks for coming today. You know, I've had the privilege of being able to work with you and your team over the last couple of months. Do you want to maybe kind of tell us a little bit about what Carrie Kapoi LLC does and the services you offer, and maybe a little bit about your team?
Sure. I love talking about my team. So the consulting firm primarily focuses on community outreach and engagement, government affairs, and strategic planning. To do things like that, particularly the community part, it requires, I think, you know, a unique, diverse skill set. And with that, you know, I think we have the team that reflects just a broad spectrum of experience and perspective and professional knowledge. So our team has about, give or take, 8 to 10, depending on the project, full time. Everything from Akumuhula to, you know, a former chief of staff for the county of Maui to Kanoalehi, you know, who's a fantastic TV personality here locally, which I think allows us to enter into different spaces in a respectful way and have the kinds of conversations that hopefully help to improve the relationship between our clients and the communities they serve.
So, you know, can you tell us a little bit about your personal background and maybe what inspired you to start your own business here in Hawaii, which we all know can be a little bit difficult?
Oh, my goodness. Yes. sure. So I'm from Oahu originally, from La'ie, and but essentially grew up in Maui and went off to school on the East Coast. And how I think I started in the work was when I first came home, Maui didn't have a really robust nightlife, or certainly not for some of the local young people, you know, in central Maui. And so I started to throw parties, you know, at restaurants and clubs, which certainly evolved over time. But it led to producing music, which led to hosting sort of large scale concerts and events. And then from there, I think blossomed into, at some point I had to grow up and start focusing on, you know, more daytime work. And that led to this type of thing, where, you know, really focused on relationships and how to participate in certain spaces, how to find ways to bridge maybe gaps in understanding or objectives, and find, I think, that common area that we could all sort of work and flourish in for the benefit of our local communities.
So what kind of services do you guys offer to local businesses? You know, what if I was a small business and, you know, what would I hire you to do? How could you help my business?
That's a really good question. I think it differs. I, you know, over time, I've tried really hard to find a way to focus the business. And I think because we're small, you know, as a state, as a community, we're small. It's hard to be uber focused on any one thing. So what we've tried to do and what we've learned, and there's certainly been stops and starts and, you know, mistakes along the way, is trying to be better about understanding the needs and the ultimate end goal of our clients or people who ask us, you know, to work together or partner together. And from that, developing a roadmap for them to accomplish their goals when it benefits and serves the community. So we try to be really picky on who we work with. If they aren't aligned with us, you know, value-wise, that they aren't working towards elevating and creating more opportunities for local people to thrive here, then, you know, we have, obviously, there's a lot of guys who do great work, you know, that we can help to refer to, but we try to work with people who mirror who we are and what we're trying to accomplish on behalf of ourselves or for our families or for our loved ones. You know, we all, I think, want to walk out the door and be able to look at ourselves in the mirror and be proud of the work that we do. And any time taken away from, you know, our loved ones should be well spent. So we try to identify ways to be useful towards supporting like-minded companies to reach their goals, whatever they might be. And they range anywhere from maybe developing messaging strategy or near-term, long-term strategies, and how to partner better with private, nonprofit, government entities to achieve that in a collaborative way.
And one of the things you bring to the table, I understand too, is your connections and your relationships. Can you talk a little bit about that and why that's important in Hawaii, maybe for a new business here in Hawaii?
Oh, sure. I don't know if it's unique to Hawaii. I mean, I certainly like to believe it's unique to Hawaii in that we're so relationship focused. I think, you know, trust is so important to any relationship, particularly here because we're small. And so I don't know that I'm any expert in relationships per se, but I do think I really value if people are willing to work with us or talk to us or help us or, you know, even connecting us if it serves the interests of our clients. So we take relationships really seriously in our work, in my company, where it should be a priority to all of us that anytime somebody is willing to take time out of their day to spend with us, we're going to take care of that relationship. We're going to take care of that time. We're going to take care of the knowledge they're willing to share, the expertise they're willing to, you know, to help provide to us or guide us with. So I think relationships in our line of work is not only the first priority, but probably like first, and everything else is a very distant second.
So, you know, one of the things I was going to ask you too is, do you have, you know, a favorite client story or success story, something that your team worked on that you guys are really proud of?
Yeah, you know, I'm actually, it'd be hard to select one. I think we've been fortunate to work with just incredible and wonderful and amazing companies who just, they work very hard to try to, you know, meet their mission and serve their communities. I think we got to do a lot of work with UH Maui on their transition plan out of COVID and then their strategic plan for the next 6 years. And their leadership team, you know, they're led by Chancellor Louis Hokuana. It's almost embarrassing to admit that we learned so much more working with them on that plan, talking to their faculty, talking to their staff and their students about who we are at present, who we want to aspire to be, and just relooking at some of our goals and objectives based on what we learned through those conversations. I think Louis is he's very clear in everything he does is to ensure brighter futures for our local people. And it's just really inspiring to watch somebody who has such a clear vision and how he communicates that, you know, to his team. So that project, I would have loved for it to continue on and on forever. But, you know, with all things, its strategic plan, there was an end date. But I think those types of situations, when you get to work with, you know, leaders who just give you, you know, feed your soul and give you hope about the future, I feel really lucky that we get to be exposed to that. Even the work, you know, we've done with the chamber and being able to talk to the top CEOs in our state. I know for someone like, you know, Haloa Durua on my team, it really helped to mold, you know, just this, the way he views our state, our future. As a young person, you know, especially in our climate where the cost of living is so high, housing is at times, most times, out of reach. There's not a ton of really great job opportunities, certainly on the, not on the neighbor islands. And for him to be able to hear the commitment and care and compassion and that these leaders express, you know, from Ray Vara and Micah Kane and, you know, Rob Nobrega and all those guys, it really helped him to, I think, be like double down on his commitment to stay home and to support that type of vision, that type of, you know, that type of belief in who we are and our potential and our capacity to grow. So all of that, you know, it's not just for me, in fact, probably less for me because I have a great team that takes so much work off my plate, but they, that exposure for them just, I think, keeps them energetic about the work. Cause you know, it can be a little daunting at times. It is a difficult place to be a business owner. It's a difficult place to do business for so many reasons. And, you know, there's a lot of room for improvement, I think. I think anyone who has a business and, you know, has to pay those taxes would all agree, you know, there's a lot of room for improvement. But when you get to talk to some of our local leaders, it really does help you to stay the course that we're in the right place, doing the right things, you know, for the right reason.
Yeah, and Carrie's talking about a project that she's working on with the Chamber, Blueprint 2030, which is a strategic plan to really kind of understand Hawaii's economic competitiveness overall. So we will have to invite you back, Carrie, to, when that's all finished.
You can have Holoa for that.
Yeah, we'll have to have you come back, or Holoa come back, and kind of talk through that with us and what we learned, because I think that would be interesting for listeners as well.
I have to admit, too, the fact that you guys are doing that, I think, is wonderful. Again, just as a small business owner, having the chamber take lead on something that's critical but seems too big to accomplish as any one entity. So it is an exciting thing to be a part of, for sure.
So shifting gears a little bit, you know, can you talk a little bit about being a woman in small business here? I mean, it is Women in Small Business Month. So, you know, what are the challenges or maybe even the opportunities that you see?
You know, I've thought about that for ever since you asked, well, not you, but the chamber invited me to come on the podcast and what that meant. And I don't know that I've ever really sat and thought about the difference as being a woman business owner as opposed to a man. But when, you know, faced with the question, I think, for me, this is just speaking for me, so I can't certainly say it applies to all women, but, you know, I'm a wife, I'm a mother, and I'm a business owner and an employer. And I think it demands, I think women by nature tend to be very good at tasks and, you know, the way we manage our time, the way we sort of are able to navigate all of the demands and the spinning plates. Couple that with the expectations of clients and how that also tugs at the limited time we have throughout the day. I think as women, like for instance, my middle son is at home sick today and he has a fever and he tested negative, so no one needs to panic. But I checked in with him before I got on my plane. I checked in with him when I landed. I checked in with him when I got here, yeah. And I was responding to emails and, you know, I was trying to return calls and, you know, I also am not a very good driver and was trying to Google map. So, you know, I think being a woman business owner calls upon this, I think, natural ability within women, no offense to men, but within women, to be able to do 100 things at the same level, well, at all times. And, I think the danger in that, though, is that it does all at times can be eternal. And so forcing yourself to take a breath, you know, forcing yourself to give yourself the quiet time and space then becomes, I think, the biggest challenge for women business owners, because I think we all have a natural tendency to want to take care of all things. And if we fail to take care of ourselves, you know, then things start to fall, you know, by the wayside, and then a lot more people end up suffering because of that. So, I think to be a business owner, not only in Hawaii, but a business owner just in general as a woman, poses a little bit more challenge maybe than it would for our male counterparts.
I completely agree. I'm biased though. Yeah. So, you know, maybe you can talk a little bit about that. You know, what was so challenging setting up a business in Hawaii that you think maybe is harder here than elsewhere?
Well, number one, it's so, I mean, you know, the work that I do, I'm not in finance and I'm not a clinician and I'm not prescribing medication or anything like that. But the degree of regulation and reporting and taxation, you know, the fees, the cost, I hope you would have to ask the people who work for me, but I hope I create an environment that allows them to live, you know, a thriving life according to their definition. The cost of that to the business is really high, which ends up in some ways being shared, you know, just cost of health insurance or, you know, all of those things. And it ends up being shared, it may be unnecessarily. I think we do great work to forward the opportunities for our community. It feels sometimes that it can be penalizing to include other people in that work. You know, so to have employees, there's a huge cost burden to that, which ends up, I have to increase costs to clients maybe, or whatever that might be. However the math works out, it just feels like a little bit too heavy a burden to bear to try to deliver good work.
Yeah, that makes sense. So, you know, we're almost to 2024. Can't believe we're almost done with 2023. What are your goals in 2024, maybe personal and professional? What are things you're working on?
Well, I think the idea of striking a balance between work and family is forever. So certainly in 2024, you know, continuing to make time to, you know, to be a good employer, to be a good consultant, to be a good, you know, wife and mother and a community member. So for 2024 and actually every year prior, it almost religiously comes down to finding ways to ensure and protect that my mind, my spirit, my soul, my body is in a right place to better serve. And the only way that can happen is to ensure that I protect portions of my time, you know, to focus on my family and to focus on just my own, you know, intellectual and spiritual growth, you know, allowing myself time to read, allowing myself time to, you know, exercise and to, you know, get away and be able to unplug. So for 2024 and forever prior and probably forever beyond, it'll be about ensuring that, you know, because time it's so finite and you should protect it. So making sure that I create that space, you know, for myself and for our team. You know, we work really hard to make sure all of us, you know, has that time and space, because life can be bumpy and life can be rocky, and no one should feel this sense of obligation that takes away from themselves. So we try really hard, you know, in our company that when life gets away from us a little bit, that it's safe. It's a safe space for them to be able to say that they need a bit of a break. They can have that break and, you know, try to just come back in a way that they feel a little more whole.
So, you know, maybe just to kind of wrap things up a little bit, things on Maui have been very heavy lately, but maybe you can kind of talk about why you moved to Maui and what was so special to you, what you think everyone should know about Maui.
Sure. Well, when I moved to Maui, I was very young, so I didn't have a say, but I'm so glad that we moved to Maui, because I think you're right. Maui and Maui County, is very special. I know every one of our counties believe they're unique, and they are. I think what makes Maui so special, to me at least, and you know, we saw this with the recent fires, is they, by nature, we all have this stickiness to one another, this call and pull to one another to be there no matter what. And it was incredibly horrific, you know, what happened. And the response to that as a community and the way they've come together and the way they've stuck together, to be honest, because the real challenge is, you know, 6 months from now, a year from now, a year from the fires, and the way they've continued to stay together and really be protective of one another and who we are and how they want to grow from this, I think is part of what makes Maui so unique. We're, and anyone who's done business in Maui, maybe for better or for worse, is has had to experience this incredible pull towards independence, this need to have someone there, this need to have these on-the-ground relationships. And I think all of that contribute to Maui and the way we look out for one another and the way we try to be careful about how we let people in and how we move forward with that relationship. So yeah, Maui is it's an amazing, amazing place. And I feel really lucky to be able to call it home.
Well, thanks so much for joining us today, Carrie.
Thank you. Thanks for having me. And thanks for letting me go on and on about Maui and other things.
So how do people get in touch with you?
Oh, right. So they can reach us via our website at www.carriekapoi.com. And that's K-A-R-E-Y-K-A-P-O-I.com. That's probably the best way. Via email, it's just info@carriekapoi.com. But yeah, thanks again. I really appreciate this.
Of course. We're glad to have you. Carrie Kapoi is the owner of Carrie Kapoi LLC, founded in Maui. She achieves long-term improvement between organizations and their communities. You've been listening to The Voice of Business, the official podcast of the Chamber of Commerce Hawaii, presented by Altrus.